New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, 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 friends. Welcome in, welcome in. The Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They are awesome. An affordable option for you to get a four-wheeler, UTV, ATV, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, all those fun things. Perhaps a go-kart, you know. Very cool. 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan is where they are. And their website is ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going with the Detroit Red Wings winter cap or toque. Because my hair is so unruly. Look at this. It's like springing out. It's full and voluptuous. And I said, I'm not going to take the time to put any of the product that I put on it. Because I would need like half a can in order to make it do what I want. Because it's so outrageously long. This is absurd. My hair, when it gets long, it gets wavy like this. Ugh. So fuck that. That's what dudes can pull off. And I think, I wish women would try to pull that off more often. You know? Too often women feel ashamed to just go outside and be in the wild. Dressed like I am right now. I wish they would because they put themselves through a lot of, a lot of energy wasted, in my opinion. Just to go outside of the store, travel to the store, just fucking put on a hat and fucking pair of Crocs and sweats. You're beautiful. Okay, I'm telling you. Brandis is here for the second day in a row after being away for some amount of time. So glad you are here. She adds to that thought. She says, not this chick. I'm low fucking maintenance. I do it all the time. Hats are my best friend. Atta girl. Atta girl. Show friend, audience member, Kyle Ryan. He popped into our brains yesterday on the show when we were playing the clips of past great food giveaways. And we were kind of all reminded. We're like, where the fuck has he been? I reached out to him. I thought I had his phone number, and I am 100% sure I did. Because Maureen writes to me today, Eric, did you remember to email Kyle? I'm kind of worried about him. He hasn't been in the chat in months, and I wouldn't want him to miss out on the great food giveaway with tampons since he's been there the last 2 years. I know you've texted him before because you told him to stop being gay and get down to the Beltline bar to join us. Yeah, he's not on my phone. And does that happen where if someone like is in your phone and you don't delete them, how is it that they're not in your phone? I have some bad news that just occurred to me last night about, okay, great food giveaway number 5, and then afterwards, Beltline Bar. I have a Griffins hockey game that night on Friday night. So I am out. I cannot attend the after meal slash get together slash party. I feel bad about that, but I mean, fuck. Can't do it. Kenny says cancel the game, and he laughs. And he says call out sick. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. This is a non-negotiable, can't call in sick. Plus, they pay me a lot of money to do those games, and they count on me. Yeah, you don't call in sick, Kenny. Come on now. So unless you guys want to get together at a later date, I don't know. That's up to you. So anyway, yeah, I reached out to Kyle. Hopefully he will get back to us. I have had an unbelievable amount of time spent just clicking on boxes of tampons and buying them. After the remarkable gift that Mike Ball gave, that means I have $1,000 to play with in buying tampons. After I got to a certain point, though, it's like I couldn't buy anymore. Megan went and toyed with the wish list a little bit, but the thing is, money keeps rolling in. I just got another donation. I got a couple more last night. Don O dropped some money in our bucket last night. So it's gotten down to I can't even order them now because they'll get there too late because here it is Wednesday, you know? So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your money, Dono, and the other money that I have still left over that I have not spent and actually go to the store and buy them, like fill up my basket full of women's feminine hygiene products and then just buy them and bring them over to the giveaway site. There is a local women's shelter too, and if there's extra women's feminine hygiene products, because we have like 300 plus boxes of them. And, you know, we're giving away 150 meals. So there's a lot of feminine hygiene products. We are stocked to the gills. Thank you for all of your help. Anything left over, it goes to this facility where, see a lot of times where like women are trafficked or they're beaten or something horrible happens to them and they have to get out to somewhere, they head to a certain particular facility that's it's a secret location and it's fenced in to keep the assholes out. And that place like that survives on in-kind donations and stuff. So if there's anything left over, it goes to there so that the people can take advantage of that. You know, I mean, my God. Rebecca says, my new office is just down the road from Irvine's. I wish I could make it to help this year. Hopefully, I can be there next year. The idea of putting the money in a separate account and roll it over till next year. Yeah, I guess that could work too, but I think we're just going to put a bow on it with and get it all, buy it all, give it away. And by those means. Kenny says when people show up and food is all gone, just throw that extra cash at them. Here you go. Roll on the window. Here's some money for you. Either way, the community will be served, and we're very happy about that. Um, I just heard from JC, a couple more show notes from Q100. And I always get like, oh God, what is this? Because I'm afraid he's going to have, suddenly, he's the type of guy, he's unpredictable. Sometimes I don't know, like, what type of temperament he's going to have. That's what I've experienced. So when he says, call me, sends me a text, I was like, oh God, what did I do? What are you mad about? What did I do that was so terrible? And so I'm always on my guard, and it was nothing like that. In fact, the last few phone calls have gone pretty well. I'm surprised at that. He says to me, hey, can you be on the radio tomorrow? Instead of ending at 9:50, will you end at 10:50? I said, you know, because he's kind of fucked otherwise. I said, yeah, I'll do it. So I'm telling you because we'll be starting after that. So normally I would start after I get done with the radio show like I am today, which I'm late today. I'm building these bad habits. It's embarrassing. Technically, I'm supposed to start at 10 a.m. and tomorrow, 11 a.m. That is when I will start this show. Hang on, I got to drink this. I have a new video that I have to make for you because I did a workout yesterday in the basement with these 25-year-old P90X videos. This was the workout program that I did so many years ago that was so fantastically effective. And I finally got back to it. I am now 1 week into this. And yesterday was a workout where they make you like kick and punch. And this is a cardiovascular workout. So it isn't so much you're doing any type of strength work or anything like that. I mean, maybe a little, but it's basically moving around and throwing punches. Okay? Like Rex Kwando or something like that. So you're doing all this ha, 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 ha. Tyler says, I love that workout. Oh, you did that too. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like it as well. It moves really fast. And it's not nearly as painful because you're not like doing a push-up or a pull-up or something like that or putting weight over your head. Which, that's just, God damn it, it's exhausting. But this is good, too. Burns all that fat. And then I talked to you about the yoga, which is a 90-minute yoga routine with the warm-up and the cool-down. And that also is just, God, it's amazing when you actually just focus on one thing. Because that's a long time. And it just fucking flies by. It's just great. I love it so much. Tyler says, I did that program about 50 pounds ago. I want to do it again after hearing you talk about it. No, yeah, it's, you kind of, you know what's great about P90X? I had forgotten how effective this is because they just tell you how to do it. I mean, it's one thing if you're watching what you eat and you work out, okay? But it's, for me, it's easy to lose sight of it if I don't have something written down or someone on a screen telling me what I need to do. There's just like an extra layer there that makes me go, all right, I don't have to do anything except watch this and do this and the rest is going to work out. I just got to make the time to do it. That's it. It's all I have to do. And then now I find myself... it comes with a nutrition guide and I had forgotten about how easy it is to follow along with that. And then I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to crush my, five bowls of cereal here and there, but I can already tell that it's having a positive effect. Feels good. You know, when you get something done. We have a brand new tick from our pal, the NFK. Now, I've described to you how my dear brother-in-law, the NFK, I haven't diagnosed him. I can just observe him. He hasn't been diagnosed as being OCD, but some of you may know about this more than I do. But when he is seated in front of the TV, like a little bit of time will pass, and then like seconds, and then he'll look to next to him on this TV tray, and he's got his spittoon for his tobacco, water bottle, iced coffee bottle, remote control, tin of tobacco, and he'll touch the remote buttons in an order, not like pressing them so that the TV responds, just lightly touching the buttons in the same order. And then he'll take the remote and he'll rotate it like half a degree and then a degree the other way. And then he'll lift it up and then he'll set it down and then he'll look away and then he'll rotate the water bottle and then he'll move the tobacco tin quarter of an inch and then he'll stop. Then he'll start twitching his right hand or his left hand. Oh boy. So that's, and then the constant talking to himself. I mean, God knows what is going on. And that's getting even louder. And the other day, it's real off-putting because you'll be in the kitchen and I'm in there fucking making a salad or something and I hear, "Fuck you." And I'm like, I go, "What's up? Everything okay?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm just talking to TV." Yeah, it's something. I have family members that say to me, "Oh, my God, your patience. It's like, well, quite honestly, outside of him yelling, "Fuck you," at the TV, there's not a lot going on to test my patience. I don't really have any complaints. I'm just making observations of what I've seen. It isn't like I'm mad at them or anything like that. And the only reason why I'm like that is because I committed to not letting any of that stuff like be a problem. Because honestly, if I let any of this shit get to me, I'd be yelling at him the whole goddamn day and being in a terrible mood and like super aggressive and stupid. So I don't let any of that. I mean, I've talked to you about how he makes a mess everywhere. I just clean it. That's it. I just clean that shit. About the only time, like Jeremy says, poop on the cabinets. Yeah, if there's poop on the cabinets, and it's been a while since I've had poop on the cabinets. I would corner him about poop on the cabinets and say, "Hey, buddy, there's shit on this cabinet, or there's feces on the salt shaker. Whatever's happening is not acceptable, and I can't go in there and clean your asshole." That's actually a conversation I had with him one time. I go, "Okay, buddy, there's feces everywhere, and aside from me tapping my foot and waiting outside of the bathroom door when you take a dump and then wiping your asshole and then washing your hands. I mean, I can't be doing that. Can I?" "No." I go, "Okay. Well, then we need to appropriately wipe our assholes. I'm going to wipe my asshole appropriately. You need to wipe yours appropriately." God damn. So I don't really bust him on anything. But what I've noticed lately is David says, "I don't know where you find the strength to be that goddamn patient." Yeah, I think it is accepting the fact. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten more proficient at this. Accepting the fact that there is nothing that I can do to change this. Nothing that I can do to change this. So I just kind of pick up the pieces, and then that's that. I mean, how bad can it possibly be? So I clean the refrigerator 2-3 times a day. I clean every handle that the NFK touches. And if I go to use the TV remote, make sure to wipe it down with a Lysol wipe before I use it. It's that simple. And expect the house to be full of grime. So I noticed that when he closes the refrigerator now, he'll close it, and then I noticed he would hit one handle and then the other handle. Boom, boom. And it's almost like he was making sure that it was closed, you know? As Tofus says, who the fuck is the NFK? You know, what's interesting is how the length of time you've been listening and you don't know who that is. That's remarkable to me. That just goes to show you that not everything I say is heard, and that's totally fine. The NFK is my brother-in-law. He lives with me. He's my wife's brother. He's about 64 years old, and his brain is fucked up. This is the hot zester guy. This is a guy that I farted, and it made him puke on his pants, that story back in the day. I don't even know if you're familiar with that one. I didn't know his nickname was the NFK. No Filter Kevin is his nickname. So now the making sure the hitting the fridge has become tapping it for like extended time. So if he's in the fridge, he closes it, then he'll go. And it's so loud, you can hear it when you're upstairs, that he's boom, 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 boom. It's like he's knocking on the door. So right away, I have the urge to like say, hey, what are you doing? But I didn't when I saw it yesterday. Corey says, if he had OCD, I think he would be cleaner. Well, maybe he has OCD. He obsessively, compulsively makes shit dirty. Is that a thing? I don't know. So it happened. And I was right in the other room, and I go, all right, so I witnessed it. And I'm like, should I say something? And I was about to like say, hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, what's going on there? And then tell him that he doesn't have to do that. But then I like stopped myself. I was like, well, wait a minute here. I need to look into this. Is there a protocol that's generally accepted about what you need to do for a person who is establishing these types of rituals? And if a person who doesn't, like me, puts an end to it or say, hey, you don't need to do that, does that fuck him up? You know, I don't want to, he might not even be aware he's doing it. So at the very least, it might like embarrass the shit out of him. So I actually am going to look up, like whatever, I don't even know what I would look up to find this out, but online, I'm sure I can find something about what happens if you try to stop one of these obsessions or one of these habits or rituals for a person with OCD, you know? Fake Freebeer says, what would you do if one day you discover he is keeping a list of everything you do that pisses him off? Oh, God, I hope not. I haven't had to tell him anything in the longest time. I could have. I could tell him something every fucking day. But I like I said, I've come to the conclusion that because I can do that every day, there is no changing this. There's no going back. And just accept it. Move on from there. Fortunately, I'm in my portion of the house, this studio. This is my sanctuary. And he is his portion of the house, which is the TV room, that corner of it. and he doesn't make a lot of noise, doesn't do anything. Stevie says, her theory, I would think it would be like trying to suppress a tick for someone who has Tourette's syndrome. It would probably come out as something else. Maybe. Dear Diary, that goddamn Eric follows me around like a psycho. Jeremy writes, Dear Diary, today he told me to wipe my ass again. Who does he think he is? Fucking asshole. N-word. Tophus adds, Dear Diary, Eric always walks into my room naked. So I think I'm doing the right thing, which is nothing. I sometimes feel bad because, he watches TV from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. And I don't know, should I like be playing checkers with him or fucking doing crossword puzzles or? I don't know. I find it's so difficult because I don't have any time and I fucking don't really want to. I know that Pooh Bear sits down with him in the evening. They watch like Game Show Network or some shit like that. All those dumb fuck shows. And that. So I don't know. And I've repeatedly tried to get him out of the house. Hey, do you want to go see my dad? Do you want to go up north? Do you want to do this? No, no, no. Tyler says, buy him some puzzles. Tophus adds, get him drunk. No, he can't do that. He has cirrhosis. Did you? Are you? Cole says, then he would just write, Dear Diary, the asshole won't let me watch TV, keeps making me play checkers. Corey adds, Dear Diary, Eric always insists on giving me a bath and cleaning my privates. Aram says, get him bowling on Wii. All good options. These are all excellent ideas. Tophus suggests a hooker or weed. It seems to me like, why does it seem like all of your suggestions are things that you do? Getting drunk, hookers, and weed. Kenny says he'd throw the Wii remote into that TV and then cuss it out. Yeah, I agree with that. I am, as of right now, the Detroit Lions are on probation for me. I don't have the strength to go through this stress for now. I am 100% not comfortable with the state of affairs with my football team that I have followed for so long and I felt so good about. Any of you that feel good about the football team right now, the tackle football team, are lying to yourselves. Let's welcome back Cream Queen _XO, friend of Molly. I forget what part of the country Molly is in. I think it might be Minnesota or Wisconsin. I'm curious as to where Cream Queen _XO is from. Aram says, I cannot help the injuries. I'm still proudly wearing my Lions hat. Cream Queen _XO is from Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong. All right. I love the Lions, but I'm just depressed about how injured they are. Even Dan Campbell's get fired up speeches have no effect on me. I will not be watching the game against the Bears. Well, I take it back. I might have the radio on, and if a big play happens, I might go and listen to it, but it just stresses me out. I just get so damn stressed. I don't enjoy it. I didn't even watch the Bills game. I just had a bad feeling about it, and I started that game at the basketball game working, and I saw they were up 14-0. I was like, oh, boy, I don't know. It doesn't sound good. So, and I said yesterday in the Patreon that I have a bad feeling that Detroit won't win another game.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Chicago, at San Francisco, home against the Vikings. Very concerned about this. Now, if it doesn't work out, no big deal. Next year is next year. I think they'll be very good next year, too. However, a lot of the injuries that they have been so bad on these players that the players that were hurt in the last couple of weeks, they won't be back until about this point next year. Tophus says to Cream Queen underscore XO, Kenny thinks you probably have a nice smile. Raise your hand in the audience if you think Kenny went ahead and clicked on Cream Queen underscore XO's name to see if there was any revealing information or perhaps a picture. I'm assuming Cream Queen underscore XO is a female, but I might not be right. Stevie is 100% convinced that he did that. So is Jeremy. So is Linda. Everybody knows Kenny would do that. If there's any new person that is a female, we know how it is. After that nice lady that was on here, I forget her name, new person, she introduces herself. Kenny says, yeah, you got a nice smile. You get a follow. So odd. I didn't say about anything at the time. Dana was her name. I didn't say anything at the time. I waited to the next day. But people were beating him up in the chat about how it is just a little odd that a new person comes in and you start to do that. Hey, I like you. Spider caught a fly. You got a nice smile. I think I'm going to follow you. Yeah. That's what he said. Those exact words in that exact tone. We all know it. Sexy Kenny voice is the audience's favorite. So when Cream Queen underscore XO shows up here, everybody agrees. Ryan writes, I think he already Googled Cream Queen underscore XO. Hoping he could find related images and social profiles. I can only guess what you would find online if you Googled Cream Queen underscore XO. Kenny says, I hate you all. Can't be nice to anyone anymore. Well, as long as you replace the word nice with creepy, then that is an accurate statement. So this little corner of Twitch of ours, the 3-4 dozen of you, the new person on board is the multifaceted Cream Queen underscore XO, who, from what I can guess in the short time we've interacted, has a very outgoing personality. Is a friend of Molly somehow. I'm not sure how they got to be pals in the first place. But she's responding with laughy emojis, and I think this is fun and stuff like that. And she wrote big smiles for Kenny. Now, I want you to know that just by saying that, there is a 99.9% chance that his root is now elevated off of his sack. Okay? Just from that alone. Okay? So his button pecker is actually showing somewhat more now because you told him you're going to give him a big smile. So I don't know. Maybe that's something that you enjoy doing, but I can promise you, like Tofa says, yeah, Cream Queen, he is smashing his mushroom head right now. Yeah, that's a thing. Tyler says, Kenny saying spider caught a fly gets me every time. Sexy voice Kenny is great. Maureen, sexy voice Kenny kills me. Tofus says to Cream Queen underscore XO, yeah, Kenny's outside your window. Megan asks, her name is Cream Queen. Right. It is. That is a correct. That is her, I'm assuming her, handle on Twitch, which, you know, Megan, there are a couple things that really get our pal Kenny fired up. A, female. B, the name Cream Queen. So, Kenny's imagination is going a million miles an hour right now. What's going through his brain, in addition to Twinkies and turkey legs, is something based on what I've just told you. All right. Ryan writes, this is how we scare off new listeners every week. Well, I'm not. I'm just giving the background so that Cream Queen underscore XO can be caught up on the personnel here. All right. I'm not sure what's going on here, but Mooney2256 says, is it wrong to say she likes cream pies? You know, I don't understand. I mean, I know what you're doing there, but you see, that makes it less about Kenny with sexy voice. At least with Kenny's sexy voice, it's just the sexy voice that's weird and the aggressiveness. But, I mean, come on now. Megan says, I'll just jump in and say Kenny is not the creepy weirdo everyone makes him out to be. Well, Megan, I mean, I don't know if that's your place. You understand that you can say that, but all four dozen of us witnessed him approach a total stranger with, "Hey, I like your name and I like your smile. You're a cutie patootie. How about I give you a follow?" Huh? I mean, that happened. So I would say that you rushing to support Kenny doesn't really have any bearing as to what's going on here based on what we witnessed ourselves, this horrible sexualizing behavior. The quote from Tophus: "Hey, what do you think about a penis that looks like a button?" "You have nice lips. How about your vertical ones?" "Yeah." Kenny writes, "I said Dinah is cute and has a nice smile. That gets a follow from me." Yeah, that's creepy. That's weird. You don't just walk up to strangers and say, "Hey, you're cute. I'm going to follow you to your car. You want to see my little Morel?" Come on now. All right. This has run its course. Tophus says, "Sexy voice Kenny is so perfect. It's got all the creepy southern voice misogyny nailed." Aram says, "Public nuisance sees an opportunity to annoy Kenny." Megan says, "In other news, so many pads and tampons rolling in today." That is true. Thanks to all of you. Ryan says, "This all is honestly no different than South Park. Every episode has to somehow kill Kenny. After all these years, I finally figured it out." That is a wonderful breakdown of what is happening on this fucking podcast. I'm just excited that we have two new audience members. Cream Queen underscore XO. And then there was another one. It was the guy from San Antonio. I forget the name. Tex something. I hope that person will be back. I think we did pretty well yesterday. Kenny says, "I'm scared to even talk to new people now." Thanks. Well, I mean, you can't blame us. We're not the one who took it too far. It was you. If Tophus had done it, it would have gotten some impact. It would have had some impact, but not as much as you doing it, because you're always leading the charge of stupidity. You know? Ugh. Sorry, I'm so old. All right. Thank you to the folks who are enjoying the show on Facebook, and of course, on YouTube. If you want the full show, you got to go to Twitch. That's what Cream Queen underscore whatever, XO, decided to do, and couldn't be happier. So that makes us happy. So if you are online, head to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. My Patreon is even more podcasting. That's the show where yesterday I said my beloved Detroit Lions are not going to win another game this year. It's over. everybody thinks I'm nuts. And everybody's kind of like hating me for that. And it's like, well, I'm not doing it because I don't like the Lions. I'm doing that because it's too much of a hill to climb now. They don't have any good players on defense, and they're losing players on offense now with Knuckles getting hurt. So I don't want to hear any of that shit. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. We have Who Are These Free Beers tomorrow, and then we are doing the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast after that for a Big Fraud Thursday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. So if you like this podcast, try out my Patreon for 1 week for free. Go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up. You do have to put in a credit card to get access to the 7 days, but if you cancel it right after, you won't be charged at the end of the 7 days. See how that works? Then, at the end of the 7 days, you're like, well, this is great. I want to keep it going. I love it. You just go back into your profile, hit your card, and enable it for me to charge you either $5 a month or $10 a month. The $5 a month is for all the audio. The $10 a month is for the audio, video, and live streams. And if you want to sign up for a full year, I'll take 10% off that. So what is $60 for a year, all the audio? It's $54. What's $120 for the year, audio, video, live streams? It's $108. So not bad. We got you covered. All right. Send me an email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. On the Shoreliners striping inbox. Before I let you go, I want to read this email from Thomas. Thomas is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He sends along a picture that we took when I visited him a number of years ago, probably a decade ago, in Green Bay. Backlit. It was weird that we chose that as the background. There's the radio station, little banner behind it. It says Razor 94.7. Greg, look how young Greg is. He's aged. Well, I think we've all aged. I mean, I'd like to think that I haven't, but I really have. I'm looking at that video yesterday of me on Fox 17. Holy shit. Greg, Hot Wings, this is Thomas here. There's Joe. And then your old pal, Easy. No truth to the rumor, allegedly, that after this, Joe went up to some chick and punched her in the face. Megan asked a question. So what is your favorite cream product to creamqueen_XO? Oh boy, I don't know. This is getting sexy. One chick is asking another chick, hey, what's your favorite type of cream? Ooh. Back to that picture. Tyler says, wow, look at Freebeer's hair back then. Yeah, it looks nice. He still has the giant forehead back then. That's not new. I don't know why he doesn't just have his hair look like this. That looks nice there. He's actually trying to make himself look like fuck. He needs to lose the dumb glasses and cut his hair like a normal human being. That's what he needs to do. Because he looks like shit right now. Ryan says, in regards to people just randomly smashing people's faces in, The Eric Zane Show podcast would like to remind you that this is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents either are products of Eric's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Well, I said allegedly, and I said no truth to the rumor that Joe allegedly walked up to some chick there and smashed her face in. Unprotected, it's fine. Email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thomas writes this. Hello, Eric. I was just listening to your show from the other day, December 13th. You mentioned Pat Collins and called him live while you were podcasting. If you don't know, Pat Collins used to run one of the radio stations I was on. He's one of the smallest people that baby Jesus has ever made. Like, you know, like the guys who ride on horses, the jockeys, they're always little. Pat looks up to those people. I mean, when you, I don't know if you heard the interview, but he talks like this. Like if your voice is like this, that's because you're little. Thomas continues. Quite a few years ago when you were on Freeburn and Howling's radio show, Pat Collins became a topic. And everybody was super mad about Pat bringing you to a restaurant that served a lobster roll that was completely awful. I remember this. And just topped with a dollop of sour cream or something to that effect. I don't think it was sour cream. I think it was mayo. Greg or Chris, he says, cannot remember if it was you, made the comment that you wanted to drown him in a 5-gallon bucket of water. And then the comment was made that he buys his clothes, where he buys his clothes from, and somebody mentioned he probably buys Halloween costumes and just tears off the mask, obviously referring to his short stature. That sounds like a solid beat up of little Pat. So I guess that stuck in Thomas's brain. He then says, my brother and I went to a live event at night in Green Bay and we had a chance to meet you. When I met you, I asked you how tall Pat Collins was while you were in the process of eating a cheese curd. And you almost spit it out laughing so hard. And you took your hand, put it horizontal, and held it above your waist. Probably the funniest thing I've ever seen. Anyways, man, love the show. Not a Patreon member. Only because I have a family and am cheap as hell, but wanted to reach out to you and share my experience. The photo below was taken at the event, and I have often wondered what your headspace was during this picture, during the event, and if your time with Freebeer and Hot Wings had started its decline to the point where you were made super miserable. Anyways, I'm always rooting for you. You're a hustler, and I imagine you work like 23 or 24 hours a day. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, that's a great question. I couldn't tell you in particular. I know that for a long time, I had many conversations with my wife, and often it would be when I'm in the shower and she is in the bathroom, and I say from while the water's running over me, this doesn't seem sustainable. I so don't like Greg. There's something wrong with him. And she said, well, just what can you do? And I said, well, there's nothing I can do. I guess there's no point even worrying about it. So I didn't. And then fast forward to the day I got fired, which was bullshit, makes me think that he was probably thinking the same thing. So when I got in trouble, there's an opportunity there to get rid of the so-called problem. And the rest is history. Whatever. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care what you say. Hey. All right. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. That is your email of the day. Makes me happy. Molly is in here now. That is Cream Queen's pal. So glad that you got. How did you guys become pals? You know? Was it, did you become pals through like online community or do you know each other like in the real world? See how that works, Kenny? I'm conversing with ladies and they don't think I'm an animal. I just asked a simple question. She says, Molly says, from another stream. That's how they became friends. Ryan says something horrible. I'm hopeful they became friends by exchanging cream. Oh, my God. Fucking disgusting. Jeremy says, does Cream Queen know about free beer and hot wings? Probably not. You know, new audience member. It's my old radio show. I was in that world before this became a thing many, many years ago. Tofa says, because I talk to them like people instead of objects. Yeah, you know, time and a place. There is no point for me to ever, like, talk to a person like that and make comments about, like, physical appearance, you know? You just want to welcome them to the show and not alienate them. Our dear friend Dana, who was in here, that Kenny was flirting with so hard, she hasn't been back since. Now, I know that's not me, because we all know that if anybody sees or hears me, they're going to be captivated either by my wisdom, my wit, or my looks. It's inevitable. You cannot deny this. She has not been back. Clearly, she's got a restraining order out on Kenny. Cream Queen underscore XO writes, good news, Kenny. This is all making me smile a lot. Ooh. I think there might even be some type of love connection between Kenny and Cream Queen. Kenny says, yeah, hey, well, that's good. You would have loved the past 8 years, too, then. Seems kind of a weird sentence. It's written weird.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what it's all about, Kenny. Ooh.
She seems to have a formidable sense of humor. That's good. You need that around here. We all do, frankly. Ryan writes, I like how sexy Kenny has some intelligence somehow in the voice. He does? Yeah. That's good, Cream Queen. Is it making you creamy too? Yeah. Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah, that's right. I'll make you creamy. Cream Queen says, I think you can do my voice better than that, though, Eric. No, I can't. I've never heard you. I don't know what you sound like. Are you kidding me? No. A lot of the people that I do voices of don't sound like that at all. It's they just become their own characters. That impersonation, Chris says, that's just every female who wants some action. That's what, you know, how that works. So I live and die by the impressions on this show quite a bit. That's We've gotten a lot of mileage out of that over the years. All right. Thank you to the folks. I still haven't said goodbye to you on Facebook, YouTube, and X. This whole hour has been like one big tangent. And that's, I feel like that's what the show is becoming. And I think that that's like my wheelhouse. I don't know why, but I know, I mean, ultimately, if I'm having a good time, that's all that matters. What I mean by that is if I'm having a good time, I've learned that people generally are having fun as well. Tyler says that impersonation has been used for many a lady, including my wife, the Queen of the Forest. That's true. The Amanda impression.
Hey, how you doing?
And that was inspired by, like, blurting. She has a tendency to blurt shit out. Like, let's say, you know, October 16th, 2020, my mom died. And so I was on this show breaking the news, you know, saying, oh, yeah, so, and COVID took her life. And I was like, you know, it was a really poignant moment. And then it wouldn't have been out of the question if back then I read, there was like a text that flew in. Everyone's like, oh, my God, thoughts and prayers, condolences, love.
To see the full moon. Yeah.
Bob says it's always great when the show goes off the rails like the ice scene in the Polar Express. I don't know what that means. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.